Tonight through Sunday, we would like to study Isaiah 53, verse by verse.
从今天直到礼拜天，我们要一节一节的逐节解释以赛亚书五十三章。
Traditionally, Isaiah 53 is known as the servant's song.
从传统来说，我们知道以赛亚书五十三章是那仆人的诗篇。
This literary unit actually begins in chapter 52.
这一个文学的这个整体是从52章开始的。
In verse 13.
13节。
So let's read together Isaiah 52 verse 13 through Isaiah 53 verse 12.
所以我们从52章的13节一直读到53章的最后面的12节。好，我们大家一起来读神的话语好吗？不是我一个人读，一起。我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高，许多人因他惊奇。他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁，这样他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因所未曾传给他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。我们所传的，有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，根出干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候，也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他的同事的人，谁能想到受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分略物。因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
Amen, let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Our Father, we approach your throne of grace tonight.
父神，我们来到你的施恩座前。
We come in confidence because we believe that you are our Father.
我们满怀信心而来，因为我们知道你是我们的父。
And we are your children.
我们是你的儿女。
Tonight our souls long for you to dwell with us.
主，我们的灵魂盼望你与我们同在。
So we pray that you would look upon us with great mercy and compassion.
求你怜悯我们，求你垂顾我们。
Father, in the Holy Spirit tonight, please come and dwell in our midst.
求你借着你的圣灵住在我们当中。
That our souls may rejoice in your grace.
好像我们的灵在你的恩典中欢喜快乐。
that we might delight in who you are and what you have done for us in Christ Jesus.
好像我们因着你在基督里我们成就的一切而欢喜快乐。
Our souls tonight are hungry for the Word of God.
主，我们的灵渴慕你的话语。
Please give us clarity that we might feast upon Christ.
求你给我们清楚的头脑，好像我们能够享受基督。
Bless us as your children.
祝福你的儿女。
But also tonight, bless us for the sake of your Son.
也为你的儿子的缘故，求你祝福我们。
Father, we long tonight that Christ would be exalted.
主，我们渴慕基督在我们当中得着荣耀。
So please, we ask that you would bless us with power.
求你祝福我们，赐我们能力。
The power from the presence of the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵的同在而来的能力。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Isaiah includes four units or sections between chapters 40 and 55.
从四十章到五十五章有。四个 不同的段落。
These units refer to a person that is the servant of the Lord.
这四个段落呢，提到一位主的仆人。
These literary units have been called the servant of God.
这四个段落称之为主的耶和华的仆人。
Or the servant songs.
或者仆人的诗歌。
The first servant song is found in Isaiah 42.
第一篇 诗篇呢是在42章以赛亚书。
The second in chapter 49.
第二个是在以赛亚49章。
The third servant song is found in Isaiah chapter 50.
第三个仆人的诗歌是在以赛亚50篇。
And the fourth is found in Isaiah 52:13 through Isaiah 53:12.
第五个是耶和华的仆人的诗篇呢，是在52章13节到53章12节。
The servant of the Lord is one who will bring salvation to God's people.
耶和华的仆人是会给神的百姓带来救恩的那一位。
Traditionally, Orthodox Christianity has recognized.
根据传统啊。正统的基督教呢，认识到
that the servant of the Lord is Jesus Christ.
这一位耶和华的仆人就是主耶稣基督了。
The writers of the New Testament
新约的作者
directly quote from these servant songs 7 times.
七次直接引用这些仆人的诗篇。
And they allude to these sections numerous times.
他们也多次暗示了，就是暗指到这些经文很多次。
And the New Testament writers teach us that the servant of the Lord is Christ Jesus.
新约的作者教导我们，这位耶和华的仆人就是基督耶稣。
The servant songs describe the person and the work of Jesus Christ.
所以这些诗篇，以赛亚的诗篇，在讲述基督的位格与他的工作。
This one that will bring salvation to the people of God.
这位会把救恩带到神的百姓当中的这位。
This servant that will deliver God's people from guilt and bondage of sin.
这位会把神的百姓从罪恶的捆绑和罪疚中释放出来这位仆人。
In Isaiah chapter 43.
在以赛亚书43章。
The last portion of verse 24.
24节的后半部。
God said, "You have burdened me with your sins."
神说，因我使你的罪孽厌烦。
You have wearied me with your iniquities.
你使我因你的罪恶服劳。
But then notice the promise of God toward those who were burdened or captivated by sin.
再注意到神对那些被罪恶压伤、被罪恶捆绑的人给他们的应许呢？
God says, I, even I.
神说，唯有我为自己。
I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my own sake.
我为自己的缘故，涂抹你们的过犯，也不纪念你们的罪恶。
And I will not remember your sins.
我也不纪念你们的罪恶。
How will God wipe away the sins of his people?
神怎么样使他的百姓的罪恶涂抹掉呢？
Tonight, how will our sins be wiped away?
今天晚上，我们的罪恶怎么能够涂抹掉呢？
There's no greater question that we could ask tonight than that question.
我们没有更大的可以问的问题了。
How can my sins be wiped away?
我的罪恶怎么能够被涂抹呢？
How can I dwell in the presence of a holy God?
我怎么能够住在这位圣洁的神的面光中呢？
Again in Isaiah chapter 52.
在以赛亚书52章。
God said in verse 7.
在第七节神说,
How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, Your God reigns.
那报价应传平安，报好信，传救恩的，对西安说， 你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美。
This is the gospel.
这是福音啊。
The announcement of peace.
是宣告平安的福音。
The proclamation of good news.
传讲好消息。
And that good news is salvation.
那个福音就是救恩领导。
Through the God who reigns.
借着那位掌管万有的神。 他的救恩临到我们。
Observe in Isaiah 52 verse 10.
再注意到52章第10节。
The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God.
耶和华在万国眼前露出圣臂，地极人都要看见我们的神的救恩了。
Again, the reference of salvation.
好，再次提到救恩呢。
God is going to deliver his people from sin and guilt.
神要把他百姓从罪恶和罪孽中释放出来。
The people of God will be rescued from condemnation.
神的百姓会从定罪中得到释放解脱。
Delivered from the wrath of God.
会从神的愤怒中得释放。
And that salvation will come through the servant of the Lord.
这个救恩会从耶和华的仆人而来。
Tonight we want to notice Isaiah 52, 13 through 15.
今晚呢，我们要看52章13节到15节。
This is the prologue.
这是前言呐。
The introduction to the fourth servant song.
这是第四个仆人的诗篇的介绍的序言。
And it actually outlines the themes of the servant song in Isaiah 53.
也给了我们53章这个神的仆人的诗篇的一个大纲与主题。This
prologue actually reveals to us the story of the gospel.
这个引言呢，把福音的故事向我们启示了。It
defines or reveals the key elements of salvation.
它显明了救恩的一些的主要的部分。
That the servant of the Lord has accomplished for the people of God.
神的仆人为神的百姓所成就的这一切。
So in verse 13, Behold, my servant will prosper. He will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted.
13节，我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，成为至高。
The servant of the Lord will be exalted.
神的仆人会被高举。
High and lifted up.
会成为至高。
The servant of the Lord will be exalted.
神的仆人会被高举上升。
And Isaiah 53 is going to declare the exaltation of the servant.
53篇会讲到神的仆人如何被高举。
But before the servant is exalted high,
但是在这个仆人被高举之前呢,
he will first suffer humiliation.
首先他要受降卑。
As is described in verse 14.
正如14节所说的。
Just as many were astonished at you, my people, so his appearance was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men.
许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
So first we will notice the humiliation of the servant.
所以首先我们要看到神的仆人的降卑。
His humiliation and exaltation.
首先他的降卑，再看他的高举。
Then we will notice the result of the servant's work.
然后我们再看看这仆人的工作的结果。
How he will sprinkle many nations.
他会如何喷洒多国。
And third, how there will be those who will see and understand who the servant is.
第三呢, 看到, 他们会看到, 认识到, 神的仆人到底是谁,
and what he accomplishes.
和他所成就的一切.
When we refer to the humiliation of Christ or the humiliation of the servant,
当我们讲到这位神的仆人的降卑或是基督的降卑的时候,
we as Christians understand that this means
我们身为基督徒, 明白他的含义,
that Christ left heaven and came to earth.
是基督离开天家来到世上.
This state of humiliation includes
这个降卑的情况包括了
Christ's incarnation,
基督的道成肉身,
Christ's sufferings,
基督的受苦,
Christ's death,
和基督的死,
and his burial.
和他的埋葬.
But after Christ endured suffering and death,
但是当基督受苦受死之后呢,
he would be exalted.
他会被高举,
exalted by his Father.
被他的父所高举.
When we refer to the exaltation of Christ Jesus,
当我们讲论到基督的被高举上升的时候,
this state of exaltation includes
这个高举的情况包括了
his resurrection,
他的复活,
his ascension,
和他的升天,
his session at God's right hand,
和他坐在父神的右边,
and his return in glory and power.
和他带着能力和荣耀的降临.
The humiliation and exaltation of Christ Jesus,
基督的降卑与升高,
is discussed in Isaiah 53.
在以赛亚书53章都讨论到了.
In fact, Peter, I believe, is referring primarily to Isaiah 53 in 1 Peter chapter 1.
在彼得前书第一章里头, 我相信呢, 彼得所讲的, 最主要是指的是以赛亚书53章.
In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10,
在彼得前书第一章第十节, 彼得说,
Peter wrote,
彼得说,
as to this salvation,
至于论到这个救恩,
as to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied of the grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries.
那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细的寻求考察.
The prophets of the Old Testament,
旧约的先知,
they prophesied of the grace that should come.
他们预先就预言了那将要临到他们的恩典.
And that grace would come in the person of Christ Jesus.
这个恩典会借着耶稣基督而临到我们.
And the Old Testament prophets prophesied of the coming of Christ.
旧约的先知预言了基督的降临.
And they themselves made careful searches and inquiries.
好，这些众先知早已详细的寻求考察.
Verse 11, seeking to know what person or time the Spirit of Christ within them was indicating as he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories to follow.
是一节就是考察在他们心里的基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指的什么时候什么样的
As the Holy Spirit inspired the Old Testament prophets,
当圣灵启示旧约的先知,
they themselves would search their own writings,
他们会自己在自己所写的经文里头, 自己来寻求,
so that they might discern who this was that they were speaking of.
好叫他们能够明白, 哎, 他们所写的到底是谁呀? 指的是谁呢?
And Peter said they were looking to Christ.
彼得说他们仰望的是基督,
and that they predicted through the Holy Spirit
他们借着圣灵, 他们预言了,
his sufferings
他的受苦,
and also the glories to follow.
和后来得荣耀.
So there is Christ's humiliation
这里讲了基督的降卑受苦,
and his exaltation
和他的荣耀高升.
Jesus himself in Luke chapter 24
在路加福音第24章, 主耶稣自己呢,
he makes reference to the writings of the Old Testament.
他提到了旧约的经文.
And how the Old Testament was pointing toward him.
旧约的经文指向他.
Christ is the theme of the Old Testament.
基督就是旧约圣经的主旨.
As God was causing the Old Testament prophets.
当神在使旧约的先知们.
To write of the things that were to come in the future.
叫他们写下将来要发生的事情,
with the coming of Christ,
基督要再来.
And tonight, we as Christians in the New Testament,
今天我们在新约里的基督徒呢,
we see the fulfillment of what the Old Testament prophets were speaking of and pointing toward.
我们看到旧约先知所指向所预言的事情都应验在我们当中.
So listen to the words of Jesus.
所以看看主耶稣怎么说的。
In Luke chapter 24, verses 25 through 27,
路加24章的25节到27节,
Jesus said to them in verse 25, O foolish men and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
25节, 耶稣对他们说, 无知的人啊, 先知所说的一切话, 你们的心, 信得和太迟钝了。
What did the prophets speak of?
先知到底说什么话呢?
What were they writing about?
他们所写的是什么呢?
To whom were they referring?
他们指的是谁呢?
Verse 26, was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and enter into His glory?
26节, 基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀, 岂不是应当的吗?
Tonight, was it necessary?
今晚, 这是必须的吗?
And if so, why?
如果他必须受苦,
why was it necessary for Christ to suffer?
基督受害,
and enter into His glory.
然后进入荣耀,
it was necessary in order to fulfill the Old Testament scriptures.
应当这样行,
Isaiah was penning the words that we read tonight.
以赛亚写出了我们今天所写的
700 years before Jesus was born.
在耶稣诞生前 700年前 他就预言了这些事。
It was necessary in order to fulfill the Old Testament promises.
要叫旧约的应许得到应验, 所以基督必须受苦而且得荣耀。
But recognize tonight it was also necessary.
今晚我们要认识到这是必须的, 是应当的。
It was necessary for Jesus to suffer.
所以基督受苦是应当的, 也是必须的。
For Jesus to be exalted.
他也必须要得荣耀。
In order that we might be saved.
好叫我们可以得救。
So Jesus began with Moses and with all the prophets. He explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures.
好,于是27节从摩西和众先知起, 凡经上指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
Jesus began at the beginning of the Old Testament, the writings of Moses.
耶稣从旧约的摩西的话开始, 就是旧约最初的言语开始。
He went through the Psalms and the poetical books.
然后经过了这些智慧书和诗篇等等。
And he referred to the Old Testament prophets.
然后又指向了旧约的众先知的话。
And how the things that they wrote concerned himself.
这些凡经上指的自己的话。
And no doubt Isaiah 53 was a part of what Jesus taught them on this day.
毫无疑问的, 以赛亚书53章也包括在内,
that Jesus must suffer.
耶稣必须受苦,
and then be exalted.
然后得荣耀。
Now let's turn over to Philippians chapter 2.
再翻到腓立比书第二章,
where Paul also makes reference to the humiliation and exaltation of Christ.
保罗也提到了基督的受害和高升。
The Apostle Paul is calling upon the members of this church to be unified.
使徒保罗呼召腓立比的教会的信徒要同心合意。
And where tonight is unity to be found?
我们的合一是在哪里找得到呢?
True unity is found in the gospel.
真正的合一是在福音里。
It is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣基督的福音里找到。
So Paul is going to give the practical application to this doctrine of humiliation and exaltation.
所以保罗要把基督受苦和高升的这个教义的实际应用讲出来。
The gospel is the good news of what Jesus Christ has done.
福音是耶稣基督为我们所成就的这一切的好消息。
Jesus Christ saved us completely by His own merit and work.
基督借着他的美德和他的工作拯救我们,
you and I do not contribute to the work of salvation.
我们不能够在基督救恩上加上任何一点点东西。
Christ has accomplished salvation for all those that place their faith in Him.
基督已经为那些信靠他的人成了救赎, 完全做成了。
But there are important implications that flow from the gospel.
但从这个福音当中有许多的重要的应用, 可以从中而出。
The gospel is a powerful force in the lives of Christians.
在基督徒的生命当中, 这福音是神的大能。
Not only in their conversion,
不仅是拯救的那一刻,
but also in sanctification.
更在成圣的过程当中。
God's gospel is powerful as it transforms us into the image of Christ Jesus.
神的福音是大有能力的，可以把我们改变成为效法基督的形象。
The gospel changes and transforms our lives.
基督福音可以改变，可以彻底的改变基督徒的生命。
Friends, can I be very honest with you tonight?
亲爱的朋友，我可不可以讲实话，对你说大实话？
If you profess to believe the gospel,
如果你自称相信福音，
and there are not powerful ramifications flowing from the gospel in your life,
如果这福音在你生命当中没有产生那实际的大能的果效的话，
then you do not understand the gospel.
那么其实你根本不明白福音。
Paul is going to exhort the church to be unified.
保罗要劝勉教会要同心合意。
By the reality of the gospel.
要借着福音的实际来劝勉他们。
In order for the church to be unified, the church must be humble.
教会要合一的话，教会必须先要降卑。
And tonight, if we want to see humility exemplified, where do we look?
今晚如果我们看到谦卑实际的活出来，我们在哪里可以找到呢？
We look to a person.
我们要看那一位。
That person is Christ.
那一位就是基督。
And we look to his work.
我们要看他的工作。
His humiliation and exaltation.
在基督的受苦和升高当中。
So in verse 5 of
Philippians 2. 第五节，腓立比书第二章。
Have this attitude in yourselves, which also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Have this attitude among yourselves.
你们也要有他的心。
The attitude that we need tonight is Christ-likeness.
我们今天所需要的心态是像基督这样的心。
See, by nature, we are very self-centered.
你知道，我们天生都自私自利啊。
But tonight, Paul is calling us to take our minds and our affections away from self.
但今天保罗要呼召我们，把我们这个自私、自我中心的心态转过来，
and set them upon Christ,
把我们的眼睛定睛在基督身上，
and therefore upon the body of Christ,
而且转移到基督的身体，就是教会上。
Paul says of Jesus Christ in verse 6,
在第六节，保罗说到基督，
although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Jesus existed in the form of God.
耶稣以神的形象出现。
Paul is referring to God's or Christ's eternal existence.
这里保罗讲的是基督的永恒的存在。
He is making reference to the divine nature of Christ.
他指的是基督的神性。
See, tonight when we speak of the person of Christ,
今晚当我们讲到耶稣基督的位格的时候，
we're speaking of Christ as a person,
我们讲到他是一个有位格的，
who through the incarnation,
借着道成肉身，
assumed a human nature,
穿上人性，
so that tonight Christ is both God and man.
所以基督既是神又是人，
He's the God-man.
他是这位神人。
And as God, he existed eternally.
他身为神，他是永恒存在的。
Jesus did not begin to exist when he was incarnate.
不是当基督道成肉身的时候，他才开始存在的。不。
Christ has always existed.
基督是永远存在的。
He existed throughout eternity.
他在永恒中就存在。
John said, "In the beginning was the Word."
约翰说，太初有道，道与神同在。
The Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
He's referring to Christ, the living Word.
他指的是基督，这位永活的道。
Christ has the very essence and nature of God.
基督是神的本体。
Because he is God.
因为他就是神。
Christ and his divine nature.
基督和他的神性。
Was not a creation of the Father.
不是父所造的，不。
No, Christ has always existed.
不，基督总是存在的。
In a perfect relationship with his Father and with the Holy Spirit.
他与圣父和圣灵有完美的关系。
In fact, when Jesus prayed in John 17,
其实在约翰福音十七章当耶稣祷告的时候
He refers to the beauty of that interpersonal relationship within the Trinity.
他在讲论三位一体之间的那个美好的关系
How the Father and the Son communicated love and glory to the Spirit.
圣父和圣子借着圣灵如何有美好的交通
And the Spirit and the Son communicated glory to the Father.
圣灵和圣子如何跟天父有美好的交通
Recognize tonight, God was not in eternity before the creation of the world.
要知道神在创世之前就存在的
Dwelling in isolation and boredom.
他不是在永恒中在那闷得不得了无聊得不得了不
No, there is a magnificence tonight in the reality of the nature of God.
因为神的本质他的本性所以他有一个美好的关系三位一体的关系
So God the Father was communicating his love to his Son in eternity
所以在永恒当中圣父就把他的大爱就表达给圣子
And the Son was communicating glory back to the Father
圣子也把荣耀归给圣父
So Christ existed in the form of God
所以基督本有神的形象
But yet he was willing to give up the divine prerogatives of his deity
但是他却愿意放弃他神性的特权
in order to come to earth
好可以来到世上降世为人
in order to deliver us from our sin
好叫我们可以从罪中得到释放
Paul writes that he emptied himself taking the form of a bond servant and being made in the likeness of men
保罗说他反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式
He took the form of a bond servant
他取了奴仆的形象
Paul is referring to Christ as the servant of the Lord
保罗说基督是那耶和华的仆人
So Christ in his incarnation
是基督在他的道成肉身中
He was willing to leave the glory of that relationship in heaven
他愿意离开在天上跟父神美好的关系的荣耀
in order to take upon himself the form of a bond servant
好取上自己奴仆的形象
and he was made in the likeness of men
他成为人的样式
through the miraculous virgin birth
借着那超自然的神奇的童女所生
Jesus Christ assumed a human body and a human soul.
耶稣基督穿上了人的身体，人的形象。
That's the person of Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的位格了。
He's one person with two natures.
他是一个位格，但是有两个本性。
Fully God and fully man.
他是全然神，也是全然人。
Not half God and half man.
他不是半神半人。
He's divine.
他是神。
And yet he has a human body and soul.
但是有一个人的身体和灵魂。
And Paul writes, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross.
保罗说，第八节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
So here is the humiliation of Christ.
这里讲论到基督的降卑。
He was found in the appearance as a man.
他既有人的样子。
And he was willing to humble himself in order to die.
他愿意降卑自己以至于死。
How was he obedient to the point of death?
他怎么顺服以至于死呢?
As we study the servant song in Isaiah 53.
当我们查考以赛亚书五十三篇的仆人的诗篇的时候
We'll observe that this was the Father's will for his son to be crushed.
我们发现原来这是神的旨意他定义要他的儿子被压伤
It was God's purpose for Christ to die.
神的旨意是要基督死
And Christ was willing to submit himself to his Father's will.
基督也愿意顺服他父神的旨意
He was willing to go to the point of death.
他愿意顺服以至于死
Christians tonight, consider the great love of God.
哦，基督徒啊，你要想想神的爱是何等之高啊。
God sending His own Son to die in our place.
神差遣他独生子为我们而死。
Oh, the wonder of God's love.
哦，神的爱是何等的奇妙。
The amazing grace of Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督的奇异恩典。
That He would be willing to die.
他竟然愿意我们死，为我们死。
But His humiliation goes even deeper.
但是他的降卑更降一步。
It's not that he would come and die a death with no pain or suffering associated with it.
他为我们的死不是一个没有痛苦的、没有感觉的死。
He would die the ignominious death on the cross.
他会在那十字架受羞辱而死。
He would be nailed to a tree.
他愿意被钉在木头上。
That's the depth of his humiliation.
这是他降卑的最底层。
Hanging naked upon a tree.
赤裸裸的在一个木头上挂着。
Falsely accused by the religious leaders.
被那些宗教领袖诬告。Scoffed
at.
被讥诮讽刺。
Ridiculed.
讽刺挖苦。
And yet Christ was willing to suffer what he did.
但是基督愿意忍受这一切苦难。
The suffering and the shame and the humiliation.
这一切的羞辱、痛苦和死亡。
So that you and I might be brought back to God.
好叫你我能够与父神和好。
But he not only suffered the shame of humanity.
他不仅仅为身为人而受苦。
On the cross, Christ was suffering the wrath of God in the place of sinners.
他不仅仅受人的苦，而且他更受到了父神的愤怒倾倒在他身上。
He was absorbing the wrath of God in the place of all those who placed their faith in Christ.
他代替那些信靠他的人而受神的愤怒的倾倒。
Humiliation.
这就是他的,
but then notice the exaltation.
这就是他的降卑,
Verse 9, for this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
第九节,
God having looked at the work of his son and dying on the cross.
父神看到他的儿子在十字架上成就的救赎，死在十字架。
Absorbing his wrath.
受了他的愤怒，忍受了愤怒。
Vanquishing the power of death in the grave.
把死亡和坟墓的权力、权柄全部都消灭了。
Having perfectly obeyed the Father's will.
他完全顺服了父神的旨意。
The Father now exalts his son.
父神现在高举他的儿子。
He exalts him and bestows on him this name that is above every name.
又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
It's a name that is above the name of Buddha.
那超过佛祖的名。
It's a name that is above the name of Allah.
那名高过阿拉的名。
It is the name of Christ Jesus the Lord.
这是耶稣基督主的尊名。
Christ Jesus tonight is Lord.
耶稣基督今天晚上是我们的主。
Yes, we rejoice in the titles that Christ himself bears.
是我们因着基督的头衔，因他的主的尊名而欢喜。
His name is Jesus, which means Jehovah saves.
他名为耶稣，意思是耶和华拯救。
But Christ, because of his salvific work and accomplishments,
基督因着他的价值和他所成就的一切，
the God-man has been given this name by the Father.
这位神人得到了父神所赐的这个尊名。
Lord.
主。
Lord,
主,
tonight is Jesus Christ your Savior?
请问今晚基督是你的救主吗?
If Christ is your Savior,
如果基督是你的救主,
He also is your Lord.
他也是你的主宰。
And by Lord, we bow and submit our lives to God's call upon us.
因为他是主, 所以我们把我们的生命交托给他, 我们服服在他面前, 顺服他主权。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶基督的、耶稣的名，无不屈膝。
Tonight, we as Christians delight in this reality.
我们身为基督徒，今晚我们因此而欢喜快乐。
That though our Savior was mocked 2,000 years ago.
Sorry.
Though our Savior was mocked 2,000 years ago.
虽然2000年前我们的救主被人讥诮讽刺。
We know our Savior is returning in glory and power.
我们知道我们的救主会带着荣耀和大能再来。
And when He returns, every knee will bow to His authority.
当他再来的时候，万膝要向他跪拜，承认他的权柄。
And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
每一张口都要称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Tonight, have you confessed with your mouth that Christ Jesus is Savior?
请问你是否口称耶稣是主？你承认他是你的主吗？你的救主吗？
If so, you will bow in submission to His majestic authority.
如果是这样的话，你会承认他荣耀的尊荣。
You will delight in the reality that he reigns over you.
你会因着他主宰你的万有而欢喜快乐。
Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus.
让耶稣基督的心也在我们里面。
Who humbled himself.
他降卑自己。
Who died.
他为我们死。
Even dying the death on the cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
Christ was willing to give up that which he delighted in glory.
基督愿意放弃他在荣耀中所喜悦的一切。
For our benefit.
为了我们的益处降卑。
So that we might be blessed.
好叫我们可以得祝福。
And the point Paul is making.
这里保罗要讲的重点是。
Is that you as Christians.
你身为基督徒。
As a church.
你身为一个教会。
Should be willing to give up oftentimes so things that only please us.
我们也应该愿意放弃我们自己所喜欢的东西。
For the benefit of others.
为了别人的益处愿意放弃。
This is the mind that we need tonight as Christians.
这是我们身为基督徒应当有的心态。
Humility must mark us.
我们必须充满了必须有谦卑的标志特征。
Just as it marked our Savior.
正如我们的救主是如此的谦卑。
So Christ's humiliation
是基督的降卑
and his exaltation are referenced here in Isaiah 52.
在以赛亚书52章讲到了他的降卑与升高。
But also in Luke 24.
而且在路加24章。
Philippians 2.
腓立比书第二章。
And 1 Peter 1.
跟彼得前书第一章。
So let's turn again to Isaiah 52.
我们再翻回以赛亚书52章。
The prologue, the introduction.
这就是前言了。
That outlines for us the fourth servant song.
这里给我们看到了第四个仆人的诗篇的大纲。
Isaiah will go into greater detail of Christ's humiliation.
哦，以赛亚会更详细的介绍基督的降卑和他的升高。
But let's consider now the effect, the blessing of the humiliation and exaltation of Christ.
好，我们来看看基督的降卑与升高所带来的果效是什么。
Isaiah writes in verse 14 that many were astonished at him.
14节啊，52章讲到以赛亚说，因为这样，他哦，对不起，很哦，对不起，第十四节，许多人因他惊奇。
Because his appearance was marred more than any man.
因为他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
He was pounded upon by the fist of the Roman soldiers.
他被罗马兵丁的拳头打伤。
A thorn of crowns were placed upon that majestic head.
那荆棘冠冕戴在那荣耀的头顶上。
And he was nailed to a cross.
他被钉在十字架上。
Scourged by Roman whips.
他被罗马的鞭子鞭伤。
So that when he was looked upon, he was marred more than any man.
所以当别人看他的时候，他的面容比别人更憔悴。
And his form more than the sons of men.
他的形容比世人枯槁。
But because of Christ's sufferings and death,
但因着基督的受苦受死，
he will sprinkle many nations.
他必洗净许多的国民。
The word here that is used makes reference to the work of the high priest.
这里啊，也指向了大祭司所做的工作。
When he would sprinkle blood upon that which he was sanctifying and setting apart.
大祭司会把他所分别为圣的这个东西会撒上血。
So why did Jesus Christ suffer and die?
为什么耶稣基督要受苦受死呢？
Liberal theologians would teach us
自由派的神学家会这么教导
that Christ's death was only to set forth an example of true devotion.
基督的死不过是给我们一个真正的爱的榜样而已
that we might follow that example of devotion.
好叫我们效法他的爱的榜样
and deliver ourselves from guilt.
好叫我们可以从我们的罪疚当中得到释放
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
friends.
朋友们
Those of you without Christ,
你们这些认识基督的人
you and I cannot deliver ourselves from guilt and condemnation.
我们不能够自救救我们自己脱离罪恶和定罪
Only the servant can deliver us.
唯有耶和华的仆人才能够救我
And here we see the servant taking upon this priestly work of sanctifying and purifying.
我们看到这位神的仆人担当起祭司的工作把我们洗净把我们分别为圣
What will he sprinkle the nations with?
他用什么来洗净许多的国民呢?
He will sprinkle the nations with that which will purify.
他会借着那能够使他们洗净的来洁净他们。
That tonight which will purify is the blood of Christ.
唯有基督的宝血能够洁净我们。
What can wash away my sin?
有何能够洗净我的罪?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
无他，唯有基督宝血。
Jesus, when he suffered on the cross and when he bled,
当基督死在十字架上，当他流血的时候，
it was in order that the Holy Spirit might wash us with the blood of Christ and purify our souls.
好叫圣灵能够洁净我们的罪，而且能够洁净我们的灵魂。
The writer of Hebrews in chapter 1,
希伯来书作者在第一章，
he says of Christ in verse 3,
在第三节他说道，
that Jesus is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature and upholds all things by the word of his power.When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
第一章第三节说道，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
Humiliation, he made purification of sins.
他降卑自己，他洗净了人的罪。
By shedding his own blood.
借着流出自己的血。
But he finished the work and was exalted.
但是他成就了救工，因为他被高升。
He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
他坐在高天至大者的右边。
The father said to the son, sit here, my son.
父对子说，坐在我的右边。
Sit at my right hand.
坐在我的右手。
Rule and reign.
你要做王掌权。
You've obeyed my will.
因为你顺服了我的旨意。
You've accomplished my purposes.
你成全我的旨意。
And now you reign victoriously.
如今你可以在荣耀中，在得胜中做王掌权。
Yes, many nations would be sprinkled.
是的，许多的国民会被洗净。
And we hear and read of that host and glory that is giving praise and adoration to Christ, the Lamb of God.
我们听到天上的万千军万马，多少的人会把荣耀归给神的羔羊。
When people from every nation, tribe, tongue, and people,
当各邦各族各民的各个语言的人都会。
When they bow before the throne of Christ and say, "You are worthy."
当他们匍匐在基督的宝座前说。唯有你配羔羊啊。
Because you redeemed us by your blood.
因为借着你的宝血你救赎了我们。
You have purified us by your blood.
借着你的血你洗净了我们。
You have purified us by your death.
借着你的死你洁净了我们。
You have made us righteous before God.
你使我们在神面前得以称义。
He has purified a people from every nation.
他从各个民族都洁净了一群人出来。
This is the servant of the Lord.
这就是耶和华的仆人。
Then third, notice in verse 15.
第三，我们再看十五节。
That this message will be heard and believed.
十五节。
In fact, there will be those who will be astonished.
哦，因为未曾听过的，哦，许多君王要向他闭口，因为未曾传与他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见，他们要明白。
You see the message of the gospel.
你看这福音的信息。
It's astonishing.
是叫人惊讶的。
In fact, some are appalled by it.
很多人因此就惊奇啊。
You see, my Muslim friends are appalled at this thought that Christ would suffer and die on the cross.
这是伊斯兰教徒啊，他们因着基督会死在十字架上而惊讶惊奇。
Some of my Buddhist friends feel the same.
我们一些的佛教朋友也很惊讶。
Hindus, they're appalled at this message.
那些印度教徒也因着这个信息而惊讶不堪。
Maybe some of you tonight are startled and shocked.
也许我们今晚也有人听见这个信息也会惊讶。
That God would die?
神会死？
Tonight, if you do not understand that God would send His Son to die, you do not understand the holiness of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不明今晚不明白神会差遣他的儿子死的话，你不明白神的圣洁。
Neither do you understand the corruption of your own heart.
你也不明白自己内心的败坏。
They are astonished.
他们因此惊奇。
At the depths of Christ's humiliation.
想到基督的降卑的程度，他们惊奇。
The depths of his sufferings.
想到他的受苦的程度。
But they're also astonished at the blessedness of grace.
他们也因着恩典的祝福而惊奇。
Are you appalled tonight?
今晚你是否惊奇呢?
Does this message seem repulsive?
这个信息你是否觉得反感呢？
Or tonight, are you astonished with gratitude?
或者你带着感恩的心而惊讶？
Are you astonished at the blessedness of grace?
你是否因着恩典的祝福而惊奇呢？
That God would love you enough to die for you.
神会如此爱你，甚至为你而死。
Tonight I am astonished.
今晚我惊讶万分。
I am amazed.
我真是奇异啊。
My heart is in wonder at His grace.
我的心因着他的莫大的恩典而惊讶。
Tonight I delight in His love.
我因着他大爱而欢喜。
I rejoice in what Christ has done for sinners.
我因着基督为罪人所成就而欢喜。
That the servant of the Lord would die for me.
耶和华的仆人竟然为我而死。
Oh, tonight look to the servant of the Lord and be amazed.
今晚愿你仰望神的仆人。
Recognize the depths of your depravity.
你要看到自己的败坏。
But also see the wonder of God's love.
同时看到神的爱是何等的。
See as he sprinkles many nations.
看，当他洗净许多的国民。
Kings shut their mouth on account of him.
君王要向他闭口。
For what had not been told them, they will see, and what they had not heard, they will understand.
因所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。
Now the Apostle Paul quotes from this verse in Romans 15.
在罗马书十五章啊，使徒保罗引用这节经文。
We'll end session one tonight in Romans 15.
我们会翻到十五章，然后我们要做结束啊，这第一堂课。
Now we'll notice in session two that often this message of the gospel is rejected.
啊，然后看到第二个部分呢、啊，往往这个信息是被人弃绝的。
Tonight, many deny this message of the gospel that I am proclaiming to you.
今天有很多人否认我所传讲的这个福音信息。
But there are also those who come and place their faith in Christ.
但也有人会来信靠耶稣基督的。
And they're saved.
他们就得救了。
In fact, the way that men are saved is by the work of the Holy Spirit.
人能够得救，其实是借着圣灵的工作。
Accompanying the message of the gospel.
带着福音的大能。
So that men and women and children might be convicted of their sin.
所以男女老少会因着他们的罪而
and might be drawn to the wonder and beauty of Christ.
知罪，而且会被基督的荣美所吸引。
It's the message of the gospel that fired the Apostle Paul, that caused him to have a fire in his soul to evangelize.
是。这福音的信息使保罗充满了热火，他的热火。澎湃，热血澎湃，热火朝天，他到处要传扬这个信息。
See tonight if you can lay hold of the gospel.
今晚如果你能够抓住福音的信息。
You can see the beauty of who Christ is.
你可以看到基督的荣美。
And the wonder of what he has accomplished.
和他所成就的这一切的奇妙。
It will transform your life.
你的整个生命就会彻底大改变。
And it'll fill your heart with a great burden to share this message with others.
你心里就会充满了一个很大的负担，要把这个福音传扬给别人。
Jesus says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks."
耶稣说，人心中所充满的，口里就说出来。
You know how you can gauge what's in your heart?
你知道你怎么能够衡量自己心里的东西吗？
Listen to your conversation.
你听听你所讲出的话语就知道。
What you adore, you will speak of.
你所爱的东西，你就会讲论它。
What you delight in, you want to share with others.
你所喜欢的，你就愿意跟别人分享。
Well, Paul the apostle recognized the amazing grace that had delivered him from his depravity and corruption.
使徒保罗看到这个奇异的恩典，使他从自己的败坏和罪恶中得释放。
He had this burning passion in his life.
所以他心里头有这个莫大的负担，极大的如火一样的负担。
To make Christ known to the nations.
把基督传扬给列邦列国。
See tonight we have a beautiful promise in the Word of God.
今天我们在神的话语中有一个美好的应许。
That the glory of God.
神的荣耀。
That the knowledge of the glory of God.
认识耶和华的知识。
Will one day cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
有一天会充满全地，如同水充满洋海一般。
I want to be a part of what God's doing.
我愿意在神的旨意当中有份。
He's making known the knowledge of His glory.
他在把他荣耀的知识在传扬。
In the person of Jesus Christ to all peoples.
在耶稣基督里的认识。
To all nations.
给万邦万国，让全人类知道。
I want to be a part of that, don't you?
我愿意在神的旨意中有份，你不愿意吗？
So listen to the words of Paul in Romans 15.
看看罗马书第十五章，听听保罗的话语。
At the end of verse 19, he makes reference to he had fully preached the gospel of Christ.
十九节，他说到他已经全然的传扬了基督的福音了。
He had fulfilled the ministry of proclaiming the gospel of Christ.
他已经成全了传讲福音的职事。
You know what the Chinese church needs in Toronto?
你知道多伦多华人教会所需要的是什么吗?
The same thing the China church needs in Beijing.
正如北京教会所需要的也是一样的。
It's the same thing that those living in Latin America need.
这也是在南美洲的人所需要的。
Oh God, how desperately the Middle East needs this message.
这中东的人更是多么的迫切需要这信息。
Oh, Western society as it crumbles, deteriorates.
西方的文明社会正在走下坡路，正在崩溃。
What does it need?
需要的是什么?
What do we need?
我们需要的是什么?
We need the gospel of Christ to be proclaimed.
我们需要基督的福音传扬开来。
No, we do not come here tonight simply to hear about how great you and I are.
我们来这儿不是来听听啊，我跟你是多么美好不？
What we need to hear is how great He is.
我们需要听到的是基督是多么美好。
Paul says, "I fully preach the gospel of Christ."
保罗说，我已经传扬了福音，传遍了。
And thus I aspire to preach the gospel not where Christ was already named, so that I would not build on another man's foundation.
他说，所以我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音。
I aspire to preach the gospel where Christ was not known.
所以我立志要传福音，传到那基督没有被传过的地方。
And for you, that may be in your own home.
也许对你来说是自己的家。
That means right there in your own neighborhood.
或者在你的邻舍社区当中， 在你的城市里，
in this country.
在这个国家里。
Your country needs what America needs.
你的国家需要美国。
What every other nation needs.
和所有的国家所需要都一样。
To hear the gospel of Christ.
就是需要听到基督的福音。
And then Paul quotes from Isaiah 52.
然后保罗 引用以赛亚书52章。
But as it is written, they who had no news of him shall see, and they who have not heard shall understand.
21节，就如经上所记，未曾闻知他的信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。
They will see.
他们会看见。
They will understand.
他们会明白的。
Because Christ has sprinkled them with His blood.
因为基督用他的血洗净了他们。
Tonight, the Holy Spirit delights in honoring the Son.
今晚圣灵喜悦荣耀他的父。
Do you want your church to grow?
你愿意教会增长吗?
And I'm not primarily speaking of numbers.
我讲的不是人数而已。
But grow spiritually.
那是灵里成长。
Yes, then grow in numbers.
当然，人数也需要增长。
Real growth.
真正的成长,
then exalt the Christ.
那么你要高举基督,
because the Holy Spirit delights when the Son is lifted up.
因为当神的儿子被高举的时候, 圣灵就喜悦。
Yes, there will be many who will reject this message.
是的, 有很多人会拒绝这个信息。
But there will be others that will see and they will understand.
但是很多人会看见, 而且会明白的。
When they understand that Christ suffered great humiliation.
他们看到基督降卑自己受苦受难。
But was exalted for his redemptive work by the Father.
但是因着他成全了救赎, 他被父神高举了。
Tonight have you seen?
今晚你看见了吗?
Have you understood the gospel?
你明白了福音吗?
If tonight you are inquiring, you've heard the message, but you do not quite understand what has been spoken.
但如果今晚你正在慕道，你听了这个信息，但是你不十分明白的话，
then talk to a Christian that is here.
那你跟旁边的基督徒，你问问他。
Talk to Pastor Patrick.
你跟 Patrick.
And Pastor Larry.
Larry.
And some of these other men.
还有其他的。
Talk to them.
基督徒，你问问他。
Talk to me.
跟我谈一谈。
Tonight it is so essential that you understand the gospel.
你能够真正明白福音是何等的必要。
Do you believe the gospel?
信靠着福音。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again for your word, for the servant who came and died for us.
父神为着这一位你所差遣的仆人来到受苦。
Our hearts to rejoice in what you have done.
我们因着你所成就的一切，我们欢喜快乐。
Bless our time together this weekend.
祝福我们这个周末的时间。
Lord, we long for you to dwell with us.
主啊，我们何等渴慕你与我们同在。
And we long, Father, to be more like your own Son.
So
fulfill your work in us, we pray.
主啊, 求你成全你在我们里面的工作。
In the name of Christ.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。 Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.